Well, the Ecological Society of America will hold its 98th annual meeting in Minneapolis next week. This year's theme is Sustainable Pathways, Learning from the Past and Shaping the Future. Joey Reed is with the Institute on the Environment at the University of Minnesota, and he's speaking at the meeting and joins us now. Hi, Joey.
Hi.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I was very intrigued when I read about your presentation, which is called Finding Win-Win in Less Than 3 Days. Could you explain what your general area of study is at the Institute of the Environment?
Yeah, sure. My research is about the nitrogen cycle. So nitrogen is a common pollutant in our water. And I look at how it moves across the landscape, how it interacts with water, and how all that changes with the changing environment and human pressures.
Now, I understand that you are presenting at the meeting next week about your 3-day environmental hackathon involving a group of students. Please describe what that is.
Sure, yeah. People often hear the word hackathon and either just throw up their hands or wonder if we're like hacking into computer systems. and we're not. The idea behind a hackathon is basically just that you try to put together some sort of solution, and so it's sort of a hack job. The emphasis is really on just getting something good enough and sort of tinkering with it.
Okay. And so how did you come up with this project? And then I'd like you to describe it in detail.
Yeah, sure. I work at a place that's really focused on solutions. And I was reading a website, Boing Boing, one day and came across an article about a group called Science Hack Day. And they've run a couple of these sort of hackathons, and they had a web page dedicated to helping you run your own. Hmm. So I figured, what better thing to do than this?
So tell us how it works.
All right. What we did was we got together. It was a little complicated. You know, as a scientist, we're used to writing a lot of proposals to get funding to do projects. And I was really hoping that we could get actual things done instead of, like, this whole cycle of writing proposals and writing papers and stuff. So the first thing I did was I wrote a proposal to fund the hackathon. There's a really cool little set of mini-grants that the Institute of the Environment here has, and they awarded us some money to put on this project. So that helped pay for food and for space and stuff like that and prizes. So we did a bunch of advertising and focused on undergraduate students here at the University of Minnesota, and tried to get a group of up to 50 students together to work on stuff. So the first day was really focused on it was like a workshop. We had students meet each other. We sat in a circle sort of and introduced ourselves and talked about why we were here and stuff like that. So it sort of like broke down some barriers and got people comfortable with each other. And then to help get people in the mood of like going through this process of like tinkering with ideas and just trying to make things work, sort of prototyping stuff, we did a game called the Marshmallow Challenge.
What's that?
The Marshmallow Challenge is a really fun game, actually. I think there's a whole website dedicated to it and maybe even a TED Talk.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, and it's really great. So you get, each group gets, I think it's like 10 or 20 pieces of spaghetti, one marshmallow, like a foot of scotch tape, or masking tape, rather, and some string. I think it was maybe a meter or two of string. And the goal is just to get the marshmallow as high as possible off the table. They have 18 minutes to do this. They're split up into small groups. They have 18 minutes to do this. And at the end of 18 minutes, it's whoever's marshmallow is the highest, right? So if your marshmallow makes it up pretty high but falls over, you're not going to win. And it really pays off to like test your ideas early and often.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one group, actually, who was pretty hilarious. They thought they knew what they were up to and waited until the very end to put the marshmallow on the top, and it all toppled over.
Aww.
And we had another group that just kept testing it every time they made a change. And they ended up having a really stable structure that kept the thing up there really high. It was cool.
So did you have to use all the tools?
You didn't have to use all of them. You had to use the tools, but you didn't have to. Yeah, you didn't have to use all the pieces of spaghetti.
Because my first idea was to stand on the table and tape the marshmallow to the ceiling.
It had to be a freestanding structure. That was one of the rules, yeah.
Okay.
I know. There were a bunch of people who who had similar ideas.
Okay.
Maybe we can stand the table on its end. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So you did this sort of bonding experience where people learn to work together and have fun and brainstorm.
That's right. Yeah.
And then the next day, is that when you dove into more serious problems?
So that was the first half of that day. In the second half, we moved on to sort of brainstorming stuff. So we didn't sort of... I gave a little bit of an overview of what sort of the big problems that are facing the world today. Things about, like, how do you feed the world? What do we do about pollution? Energy? How do we meet the world's energy demands? Stuff like that. And what we ended up doing was, instead of giving sort of very specific guidelines on what they should work on, we let people sort of brainstorm and share what they were passionate about. So people took some turns and wrote ideas on the whiteboard, and then we encouraged them to sort of rotate through and look at other people's ideas and make notes on them on the whiteboard. So we ended up with sort of three whiteboards just filled with ideas and notes and drawings and stuff. And from that, they started talking about, like, the merits of some of the ideas, things that were interesting to them, and kind of started forming groups around these ideas.
That sounds like fun. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Joey Reed. He's with the Institute on the Environment at the University of Minnesota. So how many times have you run this group?
Once,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but you plan to do more of it, I assume.
Well, I would love to see it happen again. And I'm actually at the very end of my dissertation here, and I'll be moving on in 2 weeks. So I'm not sure who's going to pick up the project, but I hope someone does.
Uh-huh. So what did you find? I mean, what did you find that people were able to come up with in this kind of a thing? Because was it students from all different backgrounds?
Yeah, actually, we had a variety of students. We had one guy who was a graduate student working on sort of like how education is changing. So things like these massively open online courses. Maybe you've heard about.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah. So he works on a lot of stuff like that. And then we had another student who works on sustainability itself. We had an engineer too. So we had a pretty good variety of students, even though it was a fairly small group. Mm-hmm. Well, there was one of the fun ideas that came out of it, which may not be the most sustainability focused, was an idea around developing sort of like a University of Minnesota apple cider. You know, the U works a lot on developing these apple varieties, and they're very popular apple varieties.
Oh, through the Arboretum.
Yeah, so the idea was, you know, cider is starting to catch on as a drink. You know, maybe we can capitalize on that and help use this as sort of an opportunity for the U to, they earn money on the licensing for the trees and stuff like that. And it's a, you know, it's a sort of sustainable type of a food, and it's a local food, so it has a lot of nice aspects of it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Tell us some other ones.
We had a young woman who was working on an experiential education project for high school students. The idea being that, like, a lot of us don't really understand what's going on with the environment because we don't really interact with it very much. She had started working on that a little bit before. She was one of the people who actually came with an idea, and she was able to talk to some of the other people involved, and we had some mentors, actually, also, who came in.
Mm-hmm.
They were super helpful. They had a lot of experience, you know, working in the real world, getting projects going and stuff like that, and the feedback that they got was just incredible.
How can what you learned or how you saw the process work be applied to solving, you know, more environmental problems or bigger ones?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that I really was excited about was just this this idea that, like, tinkering with things on a really small scale might actually could end up having larger impacts. So, you know, nothing we did was, like, going to be implemented worldwide anytime soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, what we found was maybe, like, one or two solutions that might work really well here. And if they work well here, other people might try them out somewhere else. And if you do more of these sorts of things in other places and stuff like that, I think the idea that I'm excited about is that you'll have lots of, like, little local solutions, and the good ones will, like, survive and maybe even spread. I think it just sort of accelerates the whole process of sort of adapting and dealing with the world.
Is that the goal, then, your goal in presenting this to that conference next week?
My goal is largely about the challenges of dealing with the challenges. Or my goal in presenting, yeah, is about sort of the challenges in dealing with the challenges of doing this kind of thing. But there were some really great payoffs. So we had a sort of a small group, but people worked together really well. And we also had on the third day, actually, we had some judging. So the students presented their ideas in front of a set of judges. We had judges. There was an artist. There was an energy policy expert, someone who works on corporate sustainability, and a science education coordinator. And the judges got to meet each other, which was really cool because they have very different backgrounds, and they were really excited about talking to each other. And they gave really awesome feedback to the students. So that was really fun. That was a good thing that came out of it that I'm excited to share. People left, and they were like, I want to do this again. I want to do more of this. So that was good.
So it made people feel empowered, like they could actually come up with ideas that would make a difference, even if they were on a small or local scale.
Yeah, and exactly. And as prizes, we gave out, like, tiny little seed grants to help get them started on making their idea into an actual thing.
Mm-hmm. Like those little microloans?
Yeah, kind of like that, but we didn't ask them to pay it back.
Well, that's great. Well, I hope it goes well for you at the conference next week. Anything else you'd like to add, Joy, before we let you go?
No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks so much, and good luck with your work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was Joy Reed of the Institute on the Environment at the University of Minnesota.